it was more exciting in a way when the vote was decided at the convention. And that changed over a period of time because more and more states had primary elections, and then and so they had their delegates selected before they got to the convention. I think that changed when California changed theirs and moved theirs up. They used to have their primary in September, and the conventions were in August, so the convention was over with by the time you got to California, and they decided to change theirs earlier, and they had so many delegates that it made a terrific difference. So then a lot of other states changed also. So
does that take away from some of the anticipation and how much you look forward to attending?
No, it's always interesting, and it's always interesting to see the people. But one of the things that I think did make a difference is that it helped sort out the candidates, so you found out which ones could stand up under pressure, and it wasn't just decided real quickly over some fluke, and someone was out of the picture because they made some little error along the way or some such thing. You know, it really sorted out the candidates a little bit better, I think, when they had a longer time. Works out fine. I'm happy with the candidate. I'm not saying that, but I just think it's better for the candidates.
How come you're not bored with these yet? Why do they still appeal to you?
Well, I'm still interested in politics, that's why. And I'm interested in politics because that's what happened. I mean, our country is run through the political parties, and I'm just very interested in what's going on and what's happening because it makes a difference in the lives of all of us. This year we have a candidate that I keep telling people, when we had the Winter Olympics in Utah, they were ready to cancel the whole thing because it was in the red. It was in real trouble financially. It wasn't being organized properly. And they were going to cancel the worldwide Olympics, those Winter Olympics. And then Mitt Romney took over. And not only did he make a success of it, I think he made something like it cleared $100 million. I mean, it was a tremendous success. If he can do that with our country and get it organized so we can pay our bills here when we're $16 trillion in debt, trillion, you can't even comprehend what $1 trillion is, let alone $16 trillion.
I wanted to ask you your opinion of Mitt Romney, and it sounds like you're on board with him.
I'm on board with him.
Do you have a favorite convention?
Yes. Well, probably. Well, 1976 was exciting when Reagan almost made it, and 1980 was exciting when he did win.
So how many more do you have in you?
Well, I don't know. I'm 88, so I'm not sure how long I'm going to last, but I'm still going strong.
Well, Ruthie Johnson, thank you very much for taking some time to join us. We hope you have a great week in Tampa.
Thank you very much.